Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise God, everybody. This is the Macedonia Call around the globe. We're coming to you live again from Springboro, Ohio. And we just want to welcome you, everyone that's listening. And I tell you what, you can watch the news and see what this world's becoming, and we better get close to God. And tonight's subject is about the promises of God. And if you want to call in and be a part of this, it's 347-989-8862, 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. We have many prayer requests coming in over Facebook, lots of people with cancer. We're going to be praying, and I will turn in all those requests here as we go. And at this moment, I want my daughter to come and obey God. This is Rachel. She's 9 years old, and she's such a blessing.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Praise the Lord. Good job there, Rachel. So proud of her. Some of the prayer requests I'm going to read off to you, because there's a whole bunch. Tante Sammy says, we found out a few weeks ago my father-in-law has cancer. We just lost his brother to it on April 1st. Now we found out he has to, but the doctors have caught it really early. Praise God. She's asking for prayer. Also, Tanya Green, she's asking for safe travel. She's traveling at this moment, I believe. And Michael Folan, pray that God will begin to confirm things to me and I'll get much closer to Him. And Sharon Perry says, pray for her. Nick Sargent says, please pray for Viola Trammell. She is in need of prayer. She's in the hospital. And Jimmy Black. Also, Joanne Gillum, she's still needing us to pray for her daughter, Missy, for salvation, healing, and deliverance. Christina King, she says, pray for the folks in Alberta, Canada, that lost everything in the last flood. Dwight Stevens, he wants us to pray for his family and sister Lily there in Dalton, Georgia, and still pray for his Nana. I believe she has cancer also. Also, Sister Bonnie Burke, still need prayer. Thank you for all the faithfulness to the Lord. Praise God. So those are the ones that's come in so far, and we will be praying over these, and the callers that have called in, and if you want to turn in prayer requests as well, and but definitely go ahead and obey God as you go, but we'll also be praying all, over all these requests. Hallelujah. 770.
Joanne?
Yes.
We need to remember Brother and Sister Hicks, and there's a 9-month-old baby has got stage 2 cancer.
Oh,
so
we
need
God.
To remember that. And remember Fred Branham.
Amen.
And Betty's back.
Amen. Praise God. Brother Yearwood just reminded me of my aunt also has a prayer request that she turned in to me today while I was at work. Her grandson, I believe it's her great-grandson, 2 years old, has a brain tumor, and they said it is cancer. So be praying. Also, I have a cousin named Robbie Pummel. He just went through surgery. They took out his kidney. It was full of cancer. And remember him in prayer. And also, Brother Tim Hall, his father-in-law, today has went through, I believe it was yesterday, they also removed his right kidney that was full of cancer. So many cancers. The devil is he knows his time is short. So he's trying to attack the saints of God. And we're just asking for all these prayer requests to remember them, and we'll definitely be praying over them toward the end of the broadcast. And 770-584, come in and tell us who you are, and just obey God.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John in Thompson, Georgia. Try to stay with you as long as I can. I've been having trouble with my phone, and I wasn't able to get on I was able to get on Tuesday night's broadcast, but kept going along also. If you lose me, it's not that I'm upset or anything. I've just lost service, but we just praise the Lord tonight. And we are speaking about, you want me to go ahead or wait?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tonight we're talking about the promises of God. And as I was, me and Brother Green were talking to each other, I thought about the scripture in 2 Peter chapter 1, where it talks about in verse 2, says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So God has called us, amen, through his knowledge, to his glory and to his virtue. And this is what is given unto us, is whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these, in other words, the glory and virtue there, we receive these promises that we might be partakers to the promise of the divine nature. That means the God nature, the Godhead nature. Amen. The Bible says that in him was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through us. So there's corruption in the world. But we tonight receive by the promises of God, we are partakers of the divine nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. We find, amen, in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, you know, a lot of times we will go in these broadcasts, and sometimes it'll be evangelistic anointing, sometimes it'll be the pastor anointing, but sometimes tonight God's dealing towards the teaching anointing. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56 is talking about here Solomon praying. He said, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people. You know, they wrote the script. They spoke the scripture there in Hebrews chapter 10. The Bible says that they were promised a place of rest. You know, there was a land of promise. Amen. There was a natural land of promise. Amen. It was the Canaan land, and it was promised to the children of God. Amen. And there's a time tonight we have the land of promise, but it's not in the place of Canaan. The land of promise tonight that is flowing with milk and honey is the word of God and the spirit of God tonight, that we have a place of promise that we can come to in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Amen, talks about in the Old Testament, talks about Moses, the servant of God. Amen. And he come and he said, Moses, there is a place by me. There's a place in the cleft of the rock. And tonight, amen, as we open the word of God tonight, from Genesis to Revelation, that is the land of promise, and that is the place where it is flowing with milk and honey. But we have to come to that place of promise. Amen. It's a spiritual realm where we can walk in, and amen. And we've been sent, amen, to spy out the place of promise tonight. Amen. And every one of you has been sent, amen, to look at the place of promise tonight, amen, as we walk. And yeah, we can look at it, and yeah, there are giants in the land, and there are those, but we need to look at it as David did. There are uncircumcised Philistines, and we are well able to overcome, amen. He told them to go in and possess the land. This was a place of possessing the promise. He told them that wherever they put their foot, amen, is holy ground. He told Moses there when he spoke to him on the backside of the desert, he told him, and he spoke to him out of a burning bush that was not consumed, amen. And you need to know tonight that the place of promise is in his spirit and the word of God. But in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, it said, blessed be the Lord who has given us rest unto his people. So one of the first things he has promised is a rest, wherein the weary is to rest. But I'm not talking about sleep. I'm talking about a place of rest, a place of promise of rest. Amen. But what happened is that this rest, amen, the Bible says, amen, that for 6 days, amen, he created the earth, and on the seventh day he rested. He entered into a finished work, and you know what? God has blessed us to enter into his finished work tonight, his place of rest, his place of Sabbath.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if we don't mix it with the word, you know, the promise is that what happened is that 10 of the spies, amen, when they entered into that place of rest, didn't mix it with the word of God, didn't believe it. When they come to it, you can't come to the place of promise tonight, church, without believing the word of God, without
Amen.
The word of God. Without coming into the land of promise. Amen. This land of promise today is in the word of God, and you have to have the word of God in your life to come to the place of promise and the place of rest. He said, and the rest of his people, Israel, according to all that he had promised, there had not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. So we find, amen, the first thing, one of the first promises tonight, that we are a divine, a protection of the divine nature, is his divine rest. I'm not talking about sleep. I'm talking about a place of promise. I'm talking about being mixed, amen, and causing us not to see the corruption which is in the land by faith. Then the second one that I want to speak to you tonight is out of Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Then the Bible speaks of that Jesus had already been crucified, amen. Amen. He appeared unto them in a resurrected power. You know, the Bible says, amen, that we have the promise of the resurrection tonight. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 11, he said, I am the resurrection. We have a resurrected Lord tonight. Amen. That is resurrected from the dead. 1 John 2:25. Amen. I believe it says that we have this promise is unto us is the promise of eternal life. Tonight you need to know that it's protection of the divine nature and the promises of God. One of these promises is eternal life. It will come to him and receive him tonight as our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, amen, as they were talking and as the disciples had walked with him. You need to know tonight that you need to wait for the promise of the Father. Amen. The Bible says, amen, he had told him and he appeared unto them. But he told them one thing here in Luke chapter 24, verse 49. He says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father. What is that promise? It's the promise of his Spirit. The Bible says in the book of Joel, amen, Joel chapter 2, that this is that which the prophet Joel spoke of. And you need to know that there was a conclusion of that in Acts chapter 2 of the promise of God out of the prophet Joel chapter 2. There was a confirmation. There was a prophetic utterance, amen, in Joel chapter 2. And there's a prophetic fulfillment of the promise of God in Acts chapter 2. And tonight we live in a place of promise, a time of promise, that not one word of his promises fail. We are being given exceedingly great and precious promises tonight. He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power
from upon high. And even though they had walked with him, even though they had talked with him, even though they had seen him in the power of resurrection, they needed to know that. They needed to wait there, tarry in Jerusalem. Jerusalem means found in peace. In other words, stay in the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way you can get that is through the promise of God. And they're getting ready to pour out. He said, tarry, wait here. Wait on the Lord. Serve the Lord. And while you wait, when you wait upon the Lord, according to Isaiah 40, verse 31, that's not just sitting on a bench waiting for the Lord. That's waiting on him. That's ministering to him. That's serving his people. And as you wait upon him, you shall mount up with wings as eagles. You shall run and not grow weary. You shall walk tonight and not faint. Hallelujah. You need to know, it even talks about earlier on in that chapter, that even the youth have a rest. God is speaking about rest. God is speaking about a promise of the Father. God is speaking about pouring out the Holy Spirit upon you tonight. That's the promise, amen? There's nothing higher. There's nothing greater. These are partakers of the divine nature, the Godhead bodily tonight upon each and every one of you. We have a promise. No, there is no other God tonight. You need to know that. And the God that we serve, the Lord Jesus Christ, has promised, amen, that he would send the promise of the Father upon us. He says, carry here until you be endued. There's an enduing power. There's an enduing power tonight. Amen. Then in Acts chapter 1, starting with verse 1 through 5, said, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. In other words, everything he done, he was a doer of the word. He was the word. And we need to do and teach, the Bible says, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, through the Holy Ghost, has given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Here he was talking to the apostles in Luke chapter 24. Now he's talking about through the Holy Ghost that had been given commandments to whom also he showed himself alive after his fashion by many infallible proofs. He showed himself alive. And I want to ask you something tonight. Do you know this one called Jesus? Has he showed himself alive to you? It comes through the promise. It comes to the promise of the Father. And the Bible says, and speaking of faith, pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. That's Luke chapter 24. I just read it to you. When he was assembled with them, when he had come together with them, he told them to wait for the promise. Church, tonight, have you waited for the promise? Some of you try to get ahead of the promise. Some of you, amen, have walked with him, and you begin to learn that. But have you received the promise of his Spirit? Have you been endued with the power from upon high? The Bible says, when John truly baptized with water, that ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. The Lord Jesus Christ told them, and in that meeting, he said, look, he said, oh, baptized with water under repentance. No, I'm baptizing you to bring you back to the Father. Amen. There's going to be not many days hence. The Bible speaks of the Feast of Pentecost going down there in Acts chapter 1. Amen. In verse 8 says, but you shall receive power that which the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. And in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth, they were waiting there. It was called the Feast of the Pentecost, the Feast of the First Fruits. They were gathered in the upper room. Amen. As they were gathered in the upper room, and praying, supplication, amen. The Bible says there was 120 in that room there in Acts chapter 1, verse 15. And as they prayed, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, there came a sound as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There was one mind and one accord, amen. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. There said in verse chapter 2, verse 4, and began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. There was utterance that the Spirit of the Lord gave to them. You need to know tonight that the Lord God will give you an utterance, an oracle to speak of the things of God. And so we need to know tonight, amen, going on to, amen, chapter 2, starting with verse 32. The Bible says this, hallelujah, hallelujah, says this, that he says, Jesus hath God raised up, amen. Wherefore, you are all witnesses. In other words, he was talking to the Jews that were gathered there, amen, in the Feast of the Pentecost, the Feast of the First Fruits, amen. And Jesus Christ was the first fruit begotten of the dead. So therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, talking about Jesus Christ, and having received up above the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has sent forth this, which ye now see and hear. In other words, they had seen the Holy Ghost fall. They had heard the Holy Ghost speak. Tonight, have you heard the Spirit of God speak? But hallelujah. Not only have you heard him speak, but has he spoke through you? as he worked through you, have you received the promise of the Father? For David is not ascended into heaven, but he says himself, the Lord has said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, till I make thy throne thy footstool. Therefore let all this house of Israel know surely that God hath made this same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. They crucified him, but he was Lord in Christ. God made him Lord in Christ.
Amen.
The people made him crucified. But tonight, amen, we serve a resurrected Savior who is still the Lord in Christ. No matter what man has done, we still have the promise of the Father. He said, now when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart and said unto Peter, unto the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? In other words, they had crucified him. But you know what? They still had a second chance. Aren't you glad for the second chance and grace of mercy? The Bible says in Luke, amen, hallelujah, that he had promised. One of the other promises that he given was mercy. Aren't you glad for the promise of mercy tonight? Because of his mercy, what shall we do? What can we do tonight? By the 38, said, then Peter said unto them, repent, turn back to God, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Your sins shall go on remission. Brother Sister Green, we're talking about, Brother Hugh was there, we're talking about cancers, amen, all across the land. You might be talking about cancer, but tonight I'm talking about the remission. I'm talking about the remission not only of cancer, I'm talking about remission of sin. I'm talking about remission of promises. I'm talking about faith and being brought back and being destroyed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about faith being destroyed by the promise of God. I'm talking about faith that will make you stagger with unbelief. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, for the promise is unto you. The promise of the Holy Ghost is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. Talking about children's children and children's children. Children not even been born yet. This promise is even unto them. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words do he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this unborn generation. And then the Bible says in Romans chapter 4. Hallelujah, Romans chapter 4. Says, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness and the faith. Abraham was promised to be the heir of the world, but it was through his faith in Jesus Christ. For if they were of the law by heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, where no law is, there is no transgression or no rebellion. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, that the promise might be sure to all the seed. I'm going to go on down now. I'm going to skip some of these scriptures there that God has given me. But in verse 19, he's talking about Abraham. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead. That's he's talking about Abraham when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Abraham did not consider the deadness of his own body or the deadness of his wife's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being persuaded that he which had promised, he was also able to perform. Amen. You need to know something tonight, that the promises of God are yea and amen. You need to know tonight that God will perform, amen, perform every one of his promises. It's not about us, but hallelujah, that he will perform every promise that he's made tonight. Amen. I'm going to give you a few more scriptures there. Maybe one more scripture there out of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 to 13. I do feel to give this. And then I want to go real quick and just give you some examples of scripture. But Hebrews, or 2 Peter chapter 3, hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his long war suffering to upward, not willing that any should perish, that it also come to repentance. Amen. His promise is that all, amen, he doesn't go back. He doesn't go back. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The heavens shall pass away, the great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, the works that are therein, shall be burned up. In other words, there will be nothing left, church. First time is destroyed by flood. Second time will be destroyed by fire. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, which wherein dwells righteousness. God is promising us a new earth and a new heaven. Thank God. This old earth and the old heaven, I'm talking about the old heavens above. I'm talking about the sky. I'm talking about the place where God's, the clouds of God, the dust of God's feet dwell. I'm talking about that, all that thing will be made new when we come to Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. One of the promises, amen, he said in Joshua 23:10, that he would always give a light to David and his people. Tonight we have a promise that we'll always have a light. Tonight we have a promise in 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 19. Amen. Hallelujah. Same thing about what? 1 Chronicles 17, verse 26, that David was promised that he would always, his house would always be established in the throne and forever. When God establishes something, we are made kings and priests, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 1. We are made kings and priests, and our throne shall be established forever as we come to Jesus Christ. Amen. I already talked about the land of promise. I already talked about the mercy. Amen. One thing in James chapter 1, verse 12, talks about that he will promise a crown of life to them that love him. Hallelujah. And we need to know, amen, that the Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 5, and this is the last one. He said he promised to the poor to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom. Tonight, church, there's an exceedingly great and precious promise. So many promises tonight. Can't even tell you all many. But tonight I want to say that the Lord bless you and keep you tonight. And tonight, be a divine, a partaker of the divine nature of the promises of God, who gives unto each and every one of you exceedingly great and precious promises tonight. And tonight you have another promise. Hallelujah. I want to give you one more. The Bible says, honor thy father, thy mother. Amen. So shall thy days be long. This is the first commandment of the promise. God gives us commandments that our life will be long if we give honor to our father and mother. But you know what? Tonight, if you'll give honor to your heavenly father, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, tonight, you'll see that there's great and precious promises tonight, and you'll be a partaker of the divine nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother Sister Green.
Praise God, Brother John. This good word there and the promises of God. Hallelujah. We have got another prayer request here, Brother Dwight Stevens. He wants us to pray for his cousin Michaela's father, has a cracked bone in his back and falls a lot, and he's getting worse. So we need to keep that in mind, and when we pray at the end of the broadcast, we need to keep that also in our request. And I also see a phone number here of 423-562, come on in and obey God, brother.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee, and I'd like to say that it's good to be on this broadcast tonight, and I'd like to say that it's good to be able to get on the radio and to preach the gospel to the world today. That brother, that there's no other way under heaven given among men whereby man must be saved than through the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank God tonight for these exceeding great and precious promises that God has given us. And I thank God tonight for what John has gone through there. And I'll tell you tonight that if we'll take the word of God, the Bible said that it's impossible for God to lie. And brother, I'll tell you, if we'll believe God, he'll just, he'll come in and he will begin to work in our life, and he'll begin to do things in our life. The Bible said that Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And because God had told him that the world would be blessed by him, and brother, I'll tell you something tonight, that God, he'll bless everybody that we come in contact if we'll just live the right, and if we'll live in the way that'll be pleasing to him. And I've got a scripture here, and brother, in Romans 4:21, it says, and being fully persuaded that he that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, and to the glory of God by us. Brother, I'll tell you, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. When God has told us that he'll do something in our life, when he gives us something in his word, and we'll take that and we'll believe that, God will do that in our life, and it'll come alive in our life. Brother, the Bible says that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, and the bone and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart of man. Brother, God knows exactly what we need today. And brother, if we look in the word of God and begin to find what God has got Amen, for us, then we will begin to receive. We'll begin to walk in a way that we'll be in the blessings of God. Brother, God has promised us eternal life. Brother, he said here that in 1 John 2:25, and this is a promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. Brother, we're going somewhere tonight. We're not sitting still. We might be sitting down. We might be in one place, but you know what? Bless God, we're still living in this body, but our life is going. Brother, tomorrow we'll be closer to eternity than we are today. And then the next day we'll be closer to eternity than we will be tomorrow. But, brother, I want you to know something. We're going somewhere today. And the Bible said, I go away. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Brother, there's a place that God has prepared for the people of God. The Bible says, I have not seen, neither have ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath in store for them that love him. We can't even imagine what heaven looks like. Oh, but they say heaven is as real. Bless God, it's more real than what we can even imagine. But the Bible goes on in the next verse of Scripture, I believe it is, it says, but they have been revealed to us by His Spirit. I thank God tonight for this baptism of the Holy Ghost. I thank God tonight, brother, for this Spirit of God that God has sent to in our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And
amen.
Even when we get down and we don't know how to pray, the Bible said that He when He makes intercession for us. He makes intercession for us, and He knows what the mind of God is, and He knows what's in need in our life. And God, with the Spirit, will begin to pray for us. Oh, I thank God tonight that God, He's with us. He said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. He said in Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And that Him He's talking about is you, and that Him He's talking about me, the ones that are born again, the children of the Most High God. Oh, I'll tell you tonight, it's just that's going through my mind. There's a lot of religions in the world that tells you you've got to do this and you've got to do that, but you know what? Christianity is simple today. It's believing on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless God, whenever you believe like Abraham believed, that God, that Jesus, the living Son of God, died for you. Bless God, the Bible said you'd be made righteous because with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He said here in Psalm 37:4, He keepeth all His bones, not one of them is broken. In Psalm 41:3, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make his bed, make all his bed in his sickness. Honey, God will be with us if we're sick. He's still right there with us. If we're well, He's right there with us. If we're at home, He's with us. If we're driving down the road, He's with us. Honey, I want you to know tonight that God, He's a God that will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And He'll not turn us over and let the devil do one thing or another to us. But God, bless God, will be with us. Brother, because we serve God tonight, we don't serve the devil. And I thank God tonight that God, He's with us. Brother, you might say, well, now, brother, why does these sicknesses come? I don't understand a lot of things, and I know that Jesus took the stripes for our healing. And, brother, sicknesses come for one thing or another, but I want you to know tonight that God, bless God, He'll be with us when we're sick. He said in His Scripture here that He'll make all His bed in His sickness. Honey, I'm so glad today that God, He's with us and He'll be with us. In Isaiah 43:2, when thou passest through the waters, I will shall be with thee, and through the river they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Brother, God has got us hedged about. When Job was going through that great trial, he went through it. Bless God, the devil had come up, and oh, God said, "Dare a man to do anything for his life?" And God told him, said, "You can do anything to him, but you're not to touch him. You're not to take his life." And the devil went out, and he went out, and he afflicted Job. And Job said, in a heap pile of ashes. Bless God, for 7 days he sat there, and his friends come and sat with him for 7 days. Oh, but let me tell you tonight that God was still out there with him. Brother, he had took a potsherd and he scraped himself. Brother and I, they began to accuse him of this. They began to accuse, now this was his friends. They began to accuse him of this, and they began to accuse him of that. But bless God, God was still out there with him. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. But he'll go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. Brother, in somewhere around the 38th chapter of the book of Job, the Bible says that God come to Job and spoke to him out of a whirlwind and told him to stand up and to gird up his loins tonight. And God went through a space of time there asking Job questions. He was kind of straightening Job out, if you would. Oh, but I'll tell you what, tonight, when that affliction was over with, Brother Job was blessed more than he was before that. She had children again. Brother, people came and they gave him gifts. Brother, and God restored Job. And it's the same thing with us tonight. God told us he'd be with us. He didn't tell us these things wouldn't happen. But he told, I'm talking about being sick, but he told us that he'd go with us all the way into the end of the world with him. Oh, I'm telling you something today. Brother, if we can believe God for the healing, just like these requests that's been given in, if we can just believe God for the healing and agree upon him, brother, there's virtue tonight that'll go out and touch these people. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God, he's always with us in Romans 8:28. It said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God's got a purpose in your life, and God's got a purpose in my life today, that we are to go on, and that we're to serve God. The Bible says that the Spirit of God divides to every man severally as he will, according to his several ability. God knows what your ability is tonight. He knows what my ability is tonight. He knows what we can do. He knows what we can do. And brother, I want you to know, I've heard people say, now if I can do it, anybody else can do it. But let me tell you, when it comes to the things of God, you've got to get into what God has got for you to do. And brother, a closest friends may not have nothing as far as comparison in the ministry. One may go out, brother, and teach the gospel. One might go out and preach the gospel. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he gives to every man according as that man is able to do the thing that he has him to do. Oh, I'll tell you tonight, bless God, he said in 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, I think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, though some strange thing happen, but rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with the exceeding joy. Oh, listen, folks, tonight, he said, I'll never leave you. And I know I said this a lot tonight, but it just keeps coming. He said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. The trials will come in our life, and we can't look out there. If we could see what was coming our way, it might worry us to death. But I want you to know today that God, he don't want us to be worried. be with us when these fiery trials come. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. Put your trust in Jesus and let Jesus bless you. And when you begin to put your trust in Jesus and you begin to follow him, and Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And in another place he said he gave the Spirit of God unto us into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Bless God, whenever we begin to cry out to God, the Bible says no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Brother, and I want you to know, bless God, Jesus is wanting us to follow him, that the ways might get hard. Jesus told him one day, he'd been out ministering all day long, and this, I don't remember this quote, it's in one of the Gospels. Brother, he'd been out ministering all day long, and when he was to get through ministering, he told the apostles, he said, get into the boat and go over to the other side. And they got out there, and they rowed, and they rowed, and they rowed, and brother, they couldn't get nowhere. Well, Jesus had been off into the mountains praying, and when he come out, I believe the Bible said in the fourth watch of the night, somewhere between 4, 3, and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus come to them walking on the water, and Peter looked out, and he said, Lord, before that, Jesus said, be not afraid, it is I. And then Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come to you walking on the water. And Jesus said, come on, Peter. And no doubt all the other 11 was there watching him. But Peter was the only one that had enough faith to say, Lord, if it be you, if it's you, you bid me to come to you walking on the water. And Jesus said, come on, Peter. And Peter come out of the boat and he began to walk out toward Jesus. And this was before the day of Pentecost. This was before the Spirit of God come. Bless God, he walked on that water and he went out to where Jesus was at. And when he got out there, just about to where Jesus was at, bless God, he began to look around him and see the waves. And he got his eyes off of Jesus and he began to sink. And whenever he began to sink, he looked back at Jesus and said, Lord, save me. And Jesus reached down and took him by the hand, and he lifted him up, and he turned around, and they went back to the boat. Oh, we have great, exceeding precious promises tonight. God is with us. He said, God is with us. And just because if you get up and feeling bad and feel like you're not saved, that don't mean you're not saved, because faith is not a feeling. Faith, if the faith is there, it will bring the feeling. But just because the feeling's not there don't mean you're not saved. I'm going to turn this back over to Sister Green. Sister Green, I appreciate this opportunity tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Eddie. That sure is some good preaching you and Brother John's are doing. And the promises of God. If you want to call in and be a part of this broadcast, it is 347-989-8862. I see some other callers. They go in and out. I believe they might have bad connections. So when they come back in, we'll see who they are. It's a 706 number, so I'm thinking it's probably down in Georgia area. But Brother Yearwood, we're going to have you come on in, Brother, and obey God and have Brother Timothy sing for us.
Okay. Tim, you ready to sing? Praise God. Okay, we'll let Tim sing there then.
Okay.
First.
Praise the Lord.
Bless them, Lord.
God told Abraham, you're going to be a daddy, and if you can count the stars, you'll know how many that old man did in stagger at the promises of God. Just believe what he said, counting it as done, because when God makes a promise, it's yeah and amen. Uh-huh. Now Abraham and Sarah were old as they could be. It looked as though they'd never hear the terror of little thieves. But by and by, sweet little baby boy was in the house. Cause Abraham and what faith was all about. When God makes a promise, it's yea and amen. Oh, it really doesn't matter what you're asking from the Lord, cause he's a great, big, wonderful God. Hold on to the promise and believe with all your heart. I'll be true to his word. If he said it, he'll do it. Just settle in your mind that you can take it to the bank. Cause he don't ever lie. When God makes a promise, it's yes and amen. Now the devil's out to get you, the misery and pain. But put your faith in action, won't you run away? Always remember you are Abraham's seed. Open up the good book and believe what you read. When God makes a promise, it's yea and amen. Oh, it really doesn't matter what you're asking from the Lord, cause he's a great, big, wonderful God. Hold up to the promise and believe with all your heart of his truth to his word. If he said it, he'll do it. Just settle in your mind that you can take it to the bank. Cause he don't ever lie. When God makes a promise, it's yea and amen. I said when God makes a promise, it's always yea and amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's good.
Praise
Appreciate
the Lord. Brother
that.
Yearwood, that caller had called in again. Can I? You care if I just have him introduce herself and we'll have
him. No, go ahead.
706-618. I noticed you've been having trouble staying in there. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Michaela Clark, and I'm from Dalton, Georgia.
Praise God. Sis, who did you say you were?
Michaela Cochran.
Praise God. Hang in there, sis. We're going to have Brother Yearwood obey God. Are you the one we turned in prayer requests for? Your daddy?
Yeah, for my dad, because he has a cracked bone. In fact, he's getting worse.
Oh, yeah. We're going to sure pray for him. And you just hang in there. We got about another hour to go, and we're going to all of us are going to pray. There's about 5 callers on here that's going to all join in prayer and agree that your daddy be healed, okay?
All right.
And we sure appreciate you calling in there. So we're going to have Brother Yearwood. Go ahead, brother, and obey the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. It's good, sister, to be able to come on and reach in the world for Christ. I know yours is another name, our, but anyway, well, praise the Lord. A Macedonia call. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, we was looking today and looking up scriptures, and we found this scripture here. It says, abundance of life promise. Abundant life promise. And, you know, and it gives the scripture, I know it's a well-known scripture, but I feel like going to it. It's John 10:10. You know, praise God, Jesus did give us a promise, and he gave us a promise of abundance of life. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, right there it says in John 10:10, it said, the thief cometh not but for to kill, and to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundant. And, you know, That's what we're speaking about tonight, having it more abundant life. And, you know, praise God, the devil, all he has got to do is to try to cause us trouble. And, you know, he's doing a job on that, but praise God, I'm glad that Jesus said that he's come to give us abundance of a life. And, you know, if we'll only trust the Lord, it don't matter what might happen. It don't matter which way the ball may bounce, but the Lord is always on our side. He said he'd never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He won't never forget us. Praise God, he knows our name. He's got our number. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful tonight that I know that Jesus has my number, and he has my name, and he knows him. He knows my heart. He knows the very intents of my heart. And praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that beyond every shadow of a doubt, we have that abundance of life if we will only trust him, if we will only turn our lives over to God and say, Lord, here I am. And just come into my life and change me. Praise God, I tell you what, the people needs a change of heart. There's people today that is confessing Christianity, but they don't have the change of heart. They still got the same old heart, the same old stony heart that they had before they ever went to the altar. And they got up and they still never changed their life. But praise God, I believe there's going to be a change in a man's life when he gets that abundant life. I tell you what, let's look into verse 11. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep. You know, praise God, the good shepherd is Jesus. That's the one that gave his life for us. And, you know, he done that by going to the cross. And, Sister Green, you may get another call or another email saying that they're afraid and they're tired of hearing about people kneeling at the cross. But I've got news for them. They're going to have to kneel at the cross one day after a while. They may not kneel here, but they will kneel over there. Every knee's going to bow, and every tongue's going to confess that he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
Amen.
I want to confess on this side of heaven. I want to confess on this side of the cross that Jesus gave me a life. He gave me a life and gave it to me more abundantly. Praise God, he gave his life for me on the cross. And praise God, he's still giving his life for whosoever will that will come to him and will say, Lord, change me, turn me around.
Bless
praise God. Let's look into verse 12 there. But he that is in Ireland and not the sheep or shepherd who own the sheep or not seeth the wolf cometh and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the shepherd and the wolf, I'm sorry, the wolf catcheth them and scatters the sheep. You know, praise God. Let me read that over again. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd who's own the sheep or not seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scatters the sheep. You know, praise God, that's what the wolf is doing. He is Satan. He's trying to catch the sheep. But praise God, if we will hang in there and hold on to the hand, the unchanging hand, praise God, God is the one, hallelujah, that will see us through everything. He will take care of us. It don't matter what things look like. He's going to take care of us. But praise God, I'm glad tonight. Let's look into John 10 and 27. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. In verse 28, let me turn right there to it. My page got to be turned. And I gave unto them eternal life, and that they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You know, praise God. That's what Jesus is telling us there. That he give us a life and give it more abundant. And the devil cannot pluck us out of his hand. Praise God. But if we will hang in there, let's go on down to verse 29. It says, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that he gave me a life. He gave it to me more abundant. He gave me a life, hallelujah, that I can look to him because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. If we would just only hang in there, one day after a while, it'll pay off. I thank God, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look into verse 30 right there. It says, I and my Father are one. Hallelujah. You know, they are one. Hallelujah. And praise God, we can be one with them if we will just only hold on and believe what thus saith the Word of God, and take the Word and believe it and hang in there. One day after a while, praise God, he'll pay off. One day after a while, we'll hear him say, come on in and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I praise God for that. I praise God for an opportunity tonight to be able to come on and come your way, just reaching out and telling somebody of the good news. My friend, we're on here too on Tuesday nights from 6 until 8 o'clock. We'd like to invite you to call in, be with us, and just worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth. And so I'll turn it back to you, Sister Green.
Praise the Lord. Brother Yearwood, Brother John, Brother Eddie told you the truth, and thank the Lord for them and the promises of God. If you want to call in, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to email us, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God. Still, we have many prayer requests that I've already spoke about. I don't see any more new ones here. We're going to go ahead and get a song here by Brother Jeremiah Yoakum. Praise God.
Well, Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by my side when I hear the thunder roll, and he holds my hand when I begin to tremble, when the winds of this world is blowing strong. I know that Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by my side when I hear the thunder roll. Begin to tremble when the winds of this world is blowing strong.
thunder roll. Don't you know he holds my hand when I begin to tremble? When the wind of this world is blowing strong. Well, Jesus is a fence around this shield. His grace, it is sufficient to stand the storm.
Jeremiah Yoakum. His contact information is www.jeremiahyoakum.com. If you want any of his CDs and view his itinerary, also information about his church, go to www.redemptionroad.org. Praise God. I was thinking here, we're talking about the promises of God in 1 John chapter 3. Says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. If you'll drop down and look at verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So we're called sons of God, praise God. Why? Because we gave up our sin and we took on Jesus as our Savior. In verse 2 it says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. So the hope there, the promise of God, if we purify ourselves in Jesus, praise God, for he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Praise God. You know, the Bible, it does talk about if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We're not to go out every day and try to sin. And if we mess up, praise God, there's a space of repentance. But if we're sinning all the time, and, you know, we're not sinners saved by grace, praise God. We're no longer sinners. We're now saints of God once we've become saved. We're no longer to be called sinners, because the sinners are of the devil. That's just plain as what the Bible says. So we must quit our sinning. Praise the Lord. If you look at Matthew chapter 5, we call these the Beatitudes. And in every one of these is conditional. It says, blessed, verse 3, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed, poor in spirit means to be humble. Praise God. So if you're humble, your heir is going to be part of the kingdom of God. Verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Repent of sins, to mourn before God and come with a contrite spirit, broken heart, mourn before him. And the Bible says that your promise is you shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So if you're meek, your promise is you're going to inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So if you hunger and thirst after God, praise the Lord. He told the woman at the well, if you would have drank after from this cup that I shall give thee, you shall never thirst again. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So if you show mercy, praise God, you're going to obtain mercy. Hallelujah. Blessed are the poor in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So these are conditional. All these promises of God are conditional. So if we want to obtain mercy, we need to show mercy. Hallelujah. If we want to be a son of God, we must repent and not be a sinner anymore. And all these promises are yea and amen to us, to the sons of God. Hallelujah. And we are his children. And the Bible says if a son would ask a father for a loaf of bread, would he give him a serpent? Praise God. Or I might have that wrong, but you know the our own natural fathers and is not going to do us any wrong, no harm. Praise God. And we must not sin. We must take this old stony heart and let God put in a fleshly heart. And how do you do that? By repenting of your sins and being a contrite spirit and having a broken heart and coming before God and receiving the pardon that he did on Calvary for us. And I praise God. You know, someone asked me last week, said, I don't understand this. I see it all over Facebook, your page and your friends' page about this being born again. We must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And as simple as that, and the ones that there in Acts chapter 2, after they heard the sayings of Peter, they said, what must we do to be saved? And he said to repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And John the Baptist, he said, bring fruits of repentance. And he said, there's one coming that I'm not even worthy to unloosen his shoelaces. And he said that he's going to baptize you, praise the Lord. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. But he told them to bring fruits of repentance. So we must repent first before we can get sanctified and get filled with the Holy Ghost. And not just the Holy Ghost, but with fire. And once we get that Holy Ghost, that gift, it's a precious gift. It's a witness that we can have power to be a witness, to go preach, hallelujah, to Judah, to Judea and Jerusalem and Smyrna and to the uttermost part of the earth. But I tell you what, we cannot be a sinner. The person asked me last week, said that God sees this person in there when they drink and when they smoke, and God knows them. And I said it last week, I believe it was, and on Brother Yearwood's broadcast, how it's not, does God know you? Of course he knows you. He created you. He knew you from your mother's womb. And that's what Jeremiah said. He knew me from my mother's womb. And he knew you when he created you. But do you know him? That's the question. And if you know him, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that's not to sin. Praise God. He writes it on the table of our heart. And, you know, after you go out for a little while and you have a conscience and you feel when the Lord's tugging at your heart and you shouldn't be sinning and you shouldn't be doing things. And after a while, when you just keep going back and doing the same old sin and same old thing again, after a while, God's Spirit will quit convicting you. And that's when you're in a bad shape. But let me tell you, if you're under the sound of my voice and you hear me right now, God's not mad at you. We heard an evangelist preach at a youth camp on Monday night, and he was preaching that God's not mad at you, and he wants you to come back. He loves you. And everybody says God is a God of love, and he sure is. He loves you enough that he would send a preacher to tell you that you must repent to come in before it's too late. And praise the Lord, I tell you what, the devil's out there, like Brother Yearwood was saying, he's out there to kill, steal, and destroy, but God, he's there to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. And you must receive that promise, though. And a way to receive that promise, it's conditional. You got to get down on your knees and ask for repentance of your sins and live a good, clean life. The Bible says, seek ye out the... praise God, the old path, and when you find it, walk therein. And it said many will not walk therein. But you know, it's a highway of holiness. And it's a highway, meaning it's a highway above sin. It's not a literal highway with lines in the middle of the road and you got the shoulder with the lines, solid lines on the sides. But it's a highway, meaning a clean way of living. Praise God. You know, God is so good. And I thank him and I praise him. And when I made up my mind that I was going to serve him, I meant it. And you know, we got to get about the Father's business. Jesus told his mother Mary, I'm about the Father's business. And praise the Lord, that's what we must do. We must get on fire for God. These are the last days, and I'm telling you, if you're called to preach and you've been out there dabbling in sin, I encourage you to get back in the fold and you get about the Father's business. He loves you. He's not mad at you unless you blaspheme the Holy Ghost. But we don't know who's blasphemy the Holy Ghost. Many people's asked us throughout the years, what does that mean? And I believe you must probably once should have had the Holy Ghost and then turned away from it and said that it wasn't so or that it wasn't true. And that's blasphemy to me, is to deny God, to deny the Holy Ghost that it was ever real. And maybe you spoke in tongues and then you said it wasn't real. But, you know, God, I don't know what his mercy is. And just try him again. If you've already tried him once, try him again. And really fall down on your knees and cry out, like Brother John was saying, Abba Father, and cry out to him to have mercy on you. And that you can continue in the work for God. And at this moment, I'm going to turn this back over. It looks like we've got a new caller here. I'm going to get them to introduce themselves at 770-584.
That's me, Sister Green. I had to get off and get back on. My phone died.
Okay. Praise God, Brother John. We're going to have Evangelist Clint Green come in and just obey God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's good to be with you, and I've enjoyed the preaching tonight. Sound like the ministers is really giving good messages out tonight. We're talking tonight about the promises of God. Praise God. I want to read some things to you here. Psalms chapter 20. I'll start with this. It says, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee, send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion." Then I want to drop down here, let's see, to verse 6. "Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call." Praise God. This is a psalm that David wrote, and he said, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee." And he said, "Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion." Now, this is promises that God will help you out of the sanctuary. You know, a lot of people don't go to the sanctuary too much anymore. But, you know, we need to assemble ourselves together. And as the Bible said, some
have forsaken the assembling of themselves together, and we need to assemble ourselves together, and we need to do it more often as we see the day approaching, because we know that the coming of Christ is surely near at hand. When we see laws being passed about things that's contrary to the will of God, and I don't have to tell you what they are, because if you live in America, you already know. And we see these things coming to pass, and we know that it's we're living in perilous times, and we know that people are forsaking the right way, and they're going in an opposite direction. They're going down the broad road to destruction, but the Bible said that many would go in thereat in that broad road, but praise God, there is a narrow road. And I'm glad tonight that I'm on that narrow road, that I'm on that narrow way. They may call us narrow-minded, and they may shun us, and, you know, they may talk about us and make fun of us, but you know what? When it's all said and done, you know who's going to come out on top, praise God. You know who the winner is going to be in the final election when God elects his people, and he calls our name. We're going to be out of here. Praise God. Praise God. It said some trust in chariots and some in horses there in verse 7. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. You see, there's power in that name of Jesus. There's a wonderful power there that we can call upon that name, that wonderful name of Jesus. The Bible said one place, I believe in Isaiah, said, his name shall be called Wonderful. Praise God. Yes, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I'm so glad I've got the peace of God down in my soul. That's one of the promises, praise God, that we can have peace. He said he would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. Praise God. And it says here in verse 8, they are brought down and fallen. Talking about them that trust in chariots and some in horses. Praise God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. And it sounds like a prayer to me. It says, save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Praise God. You know, we're not calling. When we do call, we're not calling on an earthly king. We're calling on a heavenly king. We're calling on one that can hear. His ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. But he can hear, praise God. And his eyes are upon the righteous. And his ears open unto our cry, praise God. So we have a promise tonight that his ears open unto our cry. And we have a promise that his eyes are upon the righteous. And you know, he's watching out for you and I, just like one of the preacher said tonight, he'll never leave us nor forsake us, but he'll be with us always, even unto the end of the world. He'll be there when times get hard. He'll be there when others have forsaken you and turned their back on you and walked away, but the Lord will be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll be there right on time. You know, he was on time. Seemed like he was 4 days late, but he was still on time when he came to the tomb of Lazarus there that day. And he said to Martha, he said, your brother shall rise again. I believe I got that right. I'm not turned to that right now, but it's over there in John, I believe, chapter 11, praise God. And she said, I know my brother will live again. He will rise again at the resurrection. See, we have a promise of a resurrection if we live for Christ. We'll live forever, praise God, and never grow old. We'll live in a beautiful country, praise God. The Bible said that if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned there in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. But now they seek a heavenly. We're seeking a heavenly country, praise God, a better country. Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. And John said one day there in Revelation, he said that, praise God, he was carried up to a great high mountain and saw a city coming down from God out of heaven, Praise God. You know, we're going to be in that city one of these days. Praise God. And we're going to live forever. Praise God. And we'll never have to pay a light bill. The Bible said the Lord will be the light of that city. And it hath no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, because the Lord is the light. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Psalms 23, the Bible says here, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's a pretty good promise, if you ask me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I believe Brother Yearwood talked about the shepherd tonight, talked about the good shepherd, talked about the shepherd giving his life for the sheep. Praise God, and we are the sheep of his pasture, and the Bible said we should enter into his courts with praise. Praise God. It says he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. See, he's a providing for you and I. The Lord is providing for us. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You know, he's a, I tell you, if you're a sheep and you need something to eat, the Lord will give you some green pastures, praise God, and he'll lead you beside the still waters. And Bible said there in verse 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. See, when things get dark and things get bad, we still got hope in Christ. We still have peace in Christ. For it says, for thou art with me. He said he'd never leave us. He'll be with us. Praise God. And he'll be there when all your earthly friends have left. I thought about that man at the pool of Bethesda, laid there for 38 years. One day Jesus came by. You think about it tonight. That man must have had some faith to lay there for 38 years and waiting on the water to be troubled. For at a certain season, the angel would come down and trouble the water. And whosoever first stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Praise God. We know Jesus came by there, and he said, wilt thou be made whole? And the man said, I have no man to put me in the water. See, he'd run out of faith as far as man was concerned. And when Jesus said to take up your bed and walk, to go to thy house, he got up and was healed that very hour. He was healed that very instant when Jesus spoke to him. But Jesus knew that he'd been there for a long time in that state or in that case and the condition that he was in. Jesus knew he was there, and he made a special trip to that pool that day. And you know, that's the way it is today. The Bible said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't know what you're going through, but though I walk through the valley, the Bible said, yea, though I walk in verse 4, through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Praise God. See, the enemies might still be there, but he said he would prepare a table before him in the presence of mine enemies. He would prepare a table. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. See, there's joy and there's gladness in this, even though we go through hard times sometimes. I think his brother, one of the preachers, it might have been Brother Eddie, was talking about, he don't know why people's sick. Well, we don't understand all things, but we know there's many promises in the Word of God. And for we know that the Lord will never forsake us, but be with us. In verse 6, it says here, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, praise God. I got in this to stay. I don't know about you, but I got in this to stay. I didn't get in this just to go for a little while and fall out along the way somewhere. But he promised us that we can stay in this race. We can continue in this race that we're in tonight, we can follow the Lord, and the Lord will be with us, and He'll never leave us. In Psalms 24, the Bible said, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. For He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods." And then He tells us, who's going to make it in to heaven here in verse 3? Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face, O Jacob, Selah. So we see here there's conditions on making heaven our home. Even though we got all these promises and things that the Lord has promised us, and the Bible tells us that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And the Bible said, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart." This is Psalms 24 and 4. Praise God. "And he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. And this is the generation of them that seek him." I'm glad I'm in that generation, Brother Yearwood. And I'm so glad that I found Jesus as my personal Savior. And that put me in that generation, in the people that was going to serve God, the ones that was going to live for God. And, you know, we get in this thing, praise God. I've wrote down some scriptures here on some promises, praise God. In John, let's see, wait a minute here. John chapter 10, Brother Yearwood already mentioned this one, John 10:10. He gave us a promise of life more abundant, that we would have life and that they might have it more abundantly, he said. And in John 3:15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. That was the promise, eternal life. And then we have John 5:24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." So we see again here, John 5:24, "and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life." So the promise is that we will have everlasting life, and the promise also is in this scripture that they shall not come into condemnation. Praise God. And I slowed down just a little bit. I don't know, some people, I might be going too fast. John 5:39, the Bible said, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Praise God. You see, we must confess. We must be born again. We must confess the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have a promise. Not just reading the Bible will save you. It's, John 5:39, it says, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life." See, he was talking to them religious people that when he came, they was out to crucify him. And they was out, finally got him crucified and nailed to the cross. But they went about to kill him. But he said there that they think you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So we must have a confession that we believe in Jesus Christ. We cannot just read the Bible and think that we're saved. We must have a confession that we believe in Jesus Christ, that we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and that we believe that He is the Son of God. In John 5:46, "For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me." And I'm going to go back to John 5:39 because, see, they searched the scriptures. The Old Testament people, they searched the scriptures. When Jesus was here walking on earth, he was dealing with some religious people that knew the Old Testament scriptures, and they were always reading the scriptures and searching the scriptures, and they thought that that was good enough, that that would give them eternal life. But he said, and they are they which testify me. He made a difference here between just being religious, reading your Bible, and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I believe you should read your Bible, and we know that we should read our Bible. We should know what the Bible says, but we must rightly divide the word of truth. And so he said in John 5:46, for had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. And 47 says, but if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? So if they did not believe what Moses wrote, see, Moses wrote about him that he was to come, and everyone that would not receive Christ, would not receive that one, which would be Christ, would be cut off from among the people. Let's go on again. It says here in John 7:16, Jesus said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. And the 17th verse says, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. And so he gave us a promise that we would know. He said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. So the promise was that we would know that the doctrine was true and that it came from the Father. In John 7:38, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now the promise here in John 7:38 is rivers of living water. And I believe one of the preachers got on this. I believe Brother John talked about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And this is what he's talking about there in John. And also in John 8:12, it said, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So the promise was that we would have, if we would follow Jesus, you know, the sheep followed the shepherd, praise God, there in John 10. And so if we follow the shepherd, we will not walk in darkness. That was a promise. And we would have the light of life, praise God. And so that was a promise, praise God. And I want to look at John 8:51. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. And 52 says, he shall never taste of death. And there's more to those scriptures, but you can find that in your Bible in John 8:51 and 52. He made a promise. He said you would never see death and never taste of death. Praise God. And John 10:4, I think Brother Yearwood already preached this. The sheep, for they know his voice. In John 10:4, they know his voice. That's the promise. And they will not follow a stranger, in verse 5. And in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So my sheep hear my voice, that's a promise, and they follow me. In John 11, I think I touched on that earlier. I believe that's where he went to the tomb of Lazarus. And let me find that right here right quick. Let's see if I can read that to you. Okay, starting in the 23rd verse, Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. Praise God. And it goes on to tell how Jesus went to the tomb of Lazarus there, and he raised him from the dead. Praise God. I won't say too much on that, but I'm glad tonight that one day, if we go by the way of the grave, and, you know, we don't live till Jesus comes, we'll go by the way of the grave. But you know what? We will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Praise God.
Man.
The Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. But it tells us one place, praise God, that it tells us that we will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet's going to sound one of these days. We have a promise that there's going to be a resurrection. You know, Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, he said, I will raise it up. Well, you know, they didn't think, you know, that he would come out of that grave. Those religious people of that day, they thought he was talking about destroying the building, the actual building that was built there in Jerusalem. They said it took 40 years, 40 and some years to build that building, and will thou raise it up in 3 days? But he was talking about the temple, which was his body, and the Bible tells us that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so God has got us here for a purpose, and he's going to raise us up at the last day, like Mary said there, or Martha, I think it was Martha, said there, that I know my brother shall rise again at the last day. So it'll be the last day for sure for the Christian, I believe, when that resurrection takes place. We won't need this old world no more. We're going to go to meet the Lord in the air, praise God. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, the Bible says. But, you know, we're coming back to earth again, but it's going to be changed, praise God. But we have a promise of ruling and reigning with him for 1,000 years, praise God. And that'll be a wonderful time, and that's a great promise. And I wouldn't want to miss it, would you? I wouldn't want to miss making heaven my home. I wouldn't want to miss reigning with Christ for 1,000 years during the millennial reign there. Praise God. I don't want to miss it. I want to make it. Praise God. I don't know if Joanna's got anything else. Let me see if I got anything else here. You got it? Somebody called in. Okay, somebody's called in, so go ahead, Joanna.
859-339, come in, tell us who you are. And
this is the old bald-headed friend of yours.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Brother
Kim.
How
are you? How are you?
Very well. Hallelujah. Go ahead. We're talking about the promises of God tonight, brother.
Oh, they're great, aren't they?
Amen. Yes, they are.
We're on the road, so I had a chance to call you Frida's driving. We have just been out of church about an hour, and we won't be home until about 1:30. We've been in Flemingsburg, Kentucky, and headed back home, and then we got to get up in the morning and go back and see her dad. And I wanted to, while I thought of it, to also thank you and Brother Green for when you went down there and prayed with him and stuff. That meant a lot to us that you guys did that and prayed with him and stuff, and we appreciate you guys.
God, amen. Thank the Lord that he's come through that surgery there that he went through, and we turned in prayer requests for him tonight, Brother Hall.
we appreciate that. He turned 80 years old today, and the doctor said they believe they got all the cancer, and they don't think he's going to have dialysis or anything, and he was doing real good. He talked to the nurse earlier, and he's doing real good, and we just praise the Lord for everybody praying, and thank the Lord for touching him.
Amen. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about, serving the Lord. Hallelujah. And we've got all his blessings are yea and amen, and he'll keep mm-hmm. us. He'll keep our own. Praise God. And y'all remember Brother Keith Green for salvation and healing for cancer as well, Brother Hall.
Brother Keith Green?
Yes. That's Clinton's
okay,
cousin.
We will. Oh, okay. We sure will.
Do you want to obey God, brother, and just go ahead
well,
and preach
that is,
a little
That is one of the promises, is we have the promise that the Bible says when we pray, he hears us. I mean, that is a great promise. You know, I feel sorry for people that pray to Muhammad or Buddha or pray to a God that doesn't even exist, and they expect something to happen. And it's just a sad situation to have people believe that. But, you know, the Bible tells us we got a promise that when we pray, he said his ears is open to the cry of his people. That's a promise. And the promise
Amen.
Is that he not only hears us, but the promise is that he answers the prayer. And, you know, when you start talking about the promises, someone said, if I recall, that there was over 9,000 promises in the Bible, and every promise is for the believer, that, you know, he will heal us, he will save us, he will bless us, he will make the way for us, he'll meet the needs for us. And, you know, when you start thinking about the promises, I mean, it's just, it's like opening up a fountain, or a well of promises, because there are just so many that, you know, we could sit here all night and never be able to talk about all the promises, because that's how many there is in the Bible. And, you know, we got that other promise that says that he'll save our families.
Amen.
And we've got a lost son, and I'm holding on to that promise that the Lord's going to save him, you know, because he's given us the promise. If we walk upright and serve him and obey him, he would withhold no good thing. And that he also promised to save our household. And so, you know, we have those kinds of promises. And like I said, it's just like opening up a well because of all the great promises of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And but I was enjoying listening to Brother Clint, their minister, and you didn't have to come to me that quick. I could have listened to him, and he could talk some more if he wants. But I just wanted to call in and enjoy a few minutes of it while we was driving home tonight.
Amen. And say hello to Sister Frieda for us, and we really appreciate you all.
Amen.
Well, we appreciate you guys very much, and we thank you for everything, and thank you for being our friends, and thank you for the work that you're doing, and this is such a blessing to so many people, and we just appreciate it very much.
Praise God.
All right.
Amen.
So I'll just let you go on and let him talk some more and minister, and I'll just enjoy it.
Praise God. Call in any time, Brother Hall, that you get a chance there, and we'll put it on Facebook ahead of time what kind of the subject line that we're on, and we usually take about a half hour per, you know, preacher, and so
mm-hmm.
come on air any time and get you a message and just preach away to us. We want to hear you, Brother Hall.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We appreciate you guys, and appreciate that opportunity. You guys are wonderful people, and we just thank the Lord that we are friends.
Praise God. I'm
going to
read Psalms.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to read Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Shalay. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Praise God. This is another promise. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Shalay. I laid me down, and I slept, and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that set themselves against me round about. And we know this is David talking when he had fled from his son Absalom. Praise God. And verse 7, Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy bless is upon thy people, Shalay. Praise God. And you know that promise is to David, and it was to us too. Hallelujah. And Clint, go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. I'm reading here from Psalms 92, verses 12 through 15. It says, The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Well, the Bible's telling us here that there's a promise. If we are planted in the house of the Lord, in verse 13, that's Psalms 92, 12 through 15. But in verse 13, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. So it's going to pay you and I to stay in the house of God, to stay in the family of God.
Amen.
To stay in, with God's people, praise God. The Bible said, where two or three are gathered in my name, the Bible said the Lord would be in the midst of them, and that's a promise that He would be there, and His eyes are upon us. We go into the house of God, and I believe there's a record being made. I believe when we get to heaven, the Bible tells us there in Revelation 20, talks about the books were opened and another book was opened, which is the book of life. Well, we know this is the great white throne judgment. The Bible said that John saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And I had said that earlier, but the thing about it is there were books there, plural, that were opened. And I believe, even though these people I don't believe are saved here at the great white throne judgment, I believe this is after the thousand-year reign is already passed. And the Bible tells us that blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, over which the second death hath no power. But they shall be kings and priests shall reign, with Christ there in Revelation 20, and the first part of 20 there tells us that that we would reign with Christ for 1,000 years, and that blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. And I'm talking about the people in the first resurrection. I believe the angels is going to make a record, praise God, and they're keeping record, and we shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ, I believe, the Christian will, and we will, we're going to stand there, and we're going to have rewards, achievements that we've done, the great things that we have done, if we've done any great things, no matter what it was that you did for Christ. If you give somebody a cup of cold water, and in the name of the Lord, because that they belong to the Lord. And I believe that you won't lose your reward, praise God. But, you know, there's accounts being taken of it. If you give some little boy a pair of shoes somewhere along the line, or you send a missionary something somewhere along the line and help them along their way, I believe there's going to be rewards. I believe the angels is taking notice, and I believe they're taking a record of it, praise God. But we're talking about the promises, and see, that leads to the things that you're going to receive. A promise is something that we receive. And when we get to heaven, you know, we're not all going to, we're all going to have heaven as our home, I believe. But I believe there's going to be some. The Bible said there'll be over a certain amount of cities and some over a lesser amount. And we're going to reign. We're going to be doing something with Christ, reigning with Him, praise God. And we can, you know, we can gain ground or we can lose ground. The Bible said in Psalms 92:1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery and upon the harp with solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. Praise God. See, the Lord is going to make us to triumph over on because of the works of his hands. All things have been finished since the foundation of the world. But we got to enter into that finished work of Calvary. You know, Christ paid it all at the cross, but to get the promises of God, you must kneel at the foot of that cross, even though that cross was 2,000 years ago. But in your Christian walk, you have to kneel at the cross. That's where Christ died for our sins. And that's where sin dies, praise God, in us, because we have to die out to sin. And Jesus is the only one that can take our sin away. He's the only one that can give us eternal life and make the promises of God real to you and I and bring those promises into effect. O Lord, verse 5, this is Psalms 92. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Praise God. Well, I just want to say tonight that I want the promises of God. I was thinking about, you know, healing. We talked about healing and things that God has promised. Psalms 91, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that's a good place to be, praise God. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. See, I will say of the Lord, and I'm saying it tonight, he is my refuge and my fortress. We need to start confessing some things that we have and the things that God is doing for us. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. See, that will bring the blessings of God upon our life. I know when I ran into Brother Yearwood, he was always saying, I am blessed. He would say that all the time. I'm blessed. And you know what? I said, that's a good thing he's done there. I'm going to do it myself. And so I started just saying it. I'm blessed. I went into church one night, and the pastor was there sitting kindly toward the back. We got in early and shook hands with him. And he said, how are you? And I said, I'm blessed. And he looked at me kind of funny. You know, people look at you kind of funny sometimes, but that's all right. I don't know what kind of look it was or whatever, but I know he's for me, praise God. Thank God for that. But some people look at you, and they might not be for you, praise God. But I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Praise God. My God, in him will I trust. I'm trusting in him. And I know he's working all things together for good to them that love God. See, he knows us. And if he didn't withhold his own son, going to that cross and died for us. The Bible said he'll withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly before him. And he's a present help in the time of trouble.
Amen.
And refuge in the time of the storm. And he's a rock in a weary land. And praise God. And oh, praise God. He's the way and the truth and the life. And now he's a taking us to the Father one of these days. Praise God. He is the way to the Father. You can't get there any other way. You can't go by any other name. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby that we might be saved. You know, these are not just my words, but these are the words of the apostles. Praise God. And the men that hazarded their lives, and many of them give their life, and some of them were crucified, and some of them lost their heads, praise God, because they preached this gospel. This is the same gospel tonight that they preached. It's the same word that they preached. Praise God. I don't know how much time we've got. I want to pray before we go off. I'll say a few more things. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the sun that wasteth in day. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he set his foot upon me, therefore will I deliver him. And I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is a great and precious promises here that we've been studying on tonight and preaching and teaching on tonight. It's been a little bit different. Some of this is teaching, but I love teaching myself. And I think sometimes people, you know, if they're not real good with the English language, they probably might understand us more sometimes when we teach. But he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, I'm glad I'm in that place tonight, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to keep saying that the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, and that he is my God, and I will continue to trust in him. And I know if I do, the Lord is going to be with me, and he'll never leave me. He said in verse 16, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise God. And verse 14, this is the reason he's going to do it. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Praise God. See, we're going to a higher place one of these days. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I believe it's time to pray. Praise God.
Let's pray over all these prayer requests. Let's remember Brother Hall and Sister Hall. They're traveling. And remember Sister Hall's dad, that he'll have a
speedy
recovery. And let's go to prayer now. We've got a minute left. Praise God, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, and we thank you, Lord. God, for being with us. Yes, we thank you for each thing that's been done to glorify the name of the Lord.
Right where they are, dear God.
God, we bring these requests to you tonight, Lord. Give them to one of them, Lord, the baby.
The
Lord, God, and those that one, Lord, who got that wrong, Lord. In fact, Lord, God, we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank God that you would, Lord, just bring healing and deliverance to your people, God. We thank you, we thank you, we bless you, we thank you. We never need God. By yourself, in these things and done, Lord, we praise you for it. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to bless this.
Blessed is your God,
in Jesus' name we pray.
The Macedonia call around the globe.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all the brother Green. Brother Yearwood, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In
your place, we pray. We thank you. We thank you. Father, God, in the name of Jesus. All
the
brothers and sisters have been in
God.
In every name, God, that's been mentioned.
And we praise you, Lord. We praise
you. We bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
God, Lord, bless this church. And Lord, open up doors for Brother Eddie and for Brother
God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray.
And go preach your word, dear God. And next time, we'll see you again next Friday at 10 p.m. God bless y'all.
Bless
God.
And bless you.
God bless y'all.
God bless you.
Bless y'all. Bye, y'all.